To a song like this, you gotta get real grown and sexy, right? You gotta take your drink, put it in your right hand, put it up, find you a nice young lady, and you just gotta groove. Let me show you how. Come on. Just go from left to right.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eaton. I'm here with the Tuesday Morning Takeover, brand new show here on Millimare Radio. I'm glad to hear you guys on the line. I'm glad to see everybody, all the people on the switchboard, all the people in the chat room. Thank you for helping us out, coming in to this brand new show that we got coming up. Just to let you know a little bit about what's going on, the Tuesday Morning Takeover, this is a brand new show on Millimare Radio. We bring you the best and R&B and soul, independent R&B and soul. We got to give these indies a chance, man. A lot of people don't give us a chance radio-wise, so anytime that we can help here at the Middlemen, we know it's appreciated, and we appreciate the indies that are actually out there making real music. We're going to play you. No politics, no BS, none of that. We're just going to give you that chance to shine. So join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton. You're the best, brightest to conclude. Going to be giving you some new records today. We got a lot coming in. We got records from my man, DJ Freak Nasty. I know that sounds crazy. They're like, DJ Freak Nasty? Is this DJ Freak Nasty? No, this DJ Freak Nasty. He's sane. This one's sane. So we got a brand new record from him called With You. We got new music from Cupid. We got new music from... Oh, we got a brand new record from... And, Ashanti is independent now, so we got to show her love, too. Brand new record from Ashanti, we're going to play that a little bit later on. And we're also going to be giving you some music that, that you might not have heard before. Give you a chance to check it out. Go from there.
Never know, no, not like you. Baby girl, I've never seen someone so beautiful, and I've never felt a touch so gentle, and I've never known someone that could move my heart quite like you do. I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl, I'm gonna hold on to you, to you. Girl, I'm never, never, never gonna find someone to blow my mind. Girl, I'm positively, absolutely sure that I'll never find another girl. been caressed like this before. And I've never met a woman who knows my deepest thoughts quite like you do. So I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl, I'm gonna hold on.
That was my man, Alvin Garrett, with Never Gonna Find, Alabama's own Grammy-nominated songwriter, producer, worked with the likes of Noel Gordine, Trinity 357, Johnny Gill, one of Alabama's best-kept secrets, and he's no longer a secret. He's got his own project out that he's got going, and that's the new single from it, Never Gonna Find. Thank you, everybody, for holding on with us while we got through our technical issues. But if you're just not tuning in, this is the Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is a brand new show on Middlemen Radio bringing you the best in indie, R&B, and soul. I want you to join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton, to hear the best and brightest in rhythm and blues. Now, we got a few records that we're going to be playing for you in just a little bit. We're also going to be giving you some news in the R&B world. If you guys want to call in and talk to us, just let us know what's going on with you. We'd love to hear the shout-out. Give us a call at 718-508-9972. Hit that number one, and we'll go ahead and get you on in. In the next hour or so, we got new music coming from Dondria, John Michael, Noel Gordine. We got a brand-new record from Ashanti. Yes, Ashanti is independent now. She's independent now. Shout-out to the people over at E1. So, news coming in from singersroom.com, thisisrnb.com, and all your great sources for R&B. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get into our next record, which is Dondria featuring Tyra B and Bliss with I Just Died. You listen to the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middlemen Radio.
Happy you. It's wearing on my heart.
And that was Dondria featuring Tyra B and nice R&B group Bliss, Love Me to Death, with I Just Died, which is actually a remake of old A. Marie record, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's my first album, A. Marie. So shout out to them. She gave them a nice little shout out on Twitter, as a matter of fact, when they released their song. Welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Takeover. You're back live with your man, Nick Eaton, on Middleman Radio. And let's head over to SingersRoom.com. Let's see what's going on in the world of R&B. Okay. Jill Scott is back in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. For those diehard Jill Scott fans, she is back. And it's been about 2 years since she released her first number one Billboard album, The Light of the Sun. Since dropping the album, she's toured the United States twice. She's worked on 2 film projects, and now she's back in the studio, and she's focusing on her 5th album. She's been recording like 3 or 4 days a week, so she's putting in that work. Shout out to Jill Scott, a Grammy Award-winning artist, is creating 8 to 9 songs a session as she amasses material for the upcoming project. The creative circle that's helping her with her craft is Motown Records' own DJ the Chicago Kid, who is one of my favorite new artists. Oh, man, I've been on him since he was an independent artist. But DJ Chicago Kid, Knife Wonder, and Neo. So it's definitely in the early stages right now, according to Hip Hop Hollywood. She's defining the record's direction. She didn't even know what's going to happen. She's just being obedient to it. Whatever happens, happens with her. Now, I'm telling you right now, if she's in the studio with DJ Chicago Kid, I can guarantee you she's going to come out with a hit. He is so dope. I'm telling you, if you don't know who BJ Chicago Kid is, I'm about to keep you on to him right now. BJ Chicago Kid, obviously from Chicago, independent R&B artist. He dropped an independent album last year called Pineapple Annihilated. One of the singles off of that album was Good Lovin'. We're going to actually play that for you right now. And if all you independent artists out there, you're trying to get your music on radio, you're trying to get your music heard, you want people to hear, go ahead and give us a shout out. Send your music, clean versions only, to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Say it again, and spell correctly, wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Send us your R&B records, make sure they're clean. We'll go ahead and get you considered for our rotation and get you on here. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get you up with BJ the Chicago Kid with Good Lovin'. This is the Middlemen Radio Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover.
A lot of people think with the mob.
Just a face, I make you want to have a taste. Or just a smile, I drive you crazy for a while. Then I told you there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you. Baby, no, 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 no. And giving yourself to me could never be wrong. If the love is true, oh, baby, oh. So let's do it in the morning. Sweet breeze in the sunshine. Feeling your sweet baby. All made up and everything. We're loving in the midnight. Come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good love.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel
that. Yeah, yeah. Just getting good love.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel that.
Yeah, just getting good love.
Everybody
wanna feel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just getting good love. Yeah. Of course, her waistline reminds me of the space line. And if you went back in time, she'd still be fine.
Even if this was
DJ the Chicago Kid. That was DJ the Chicago Kid with Good Loving, man. I love that record. Guys, we got a lot of shade going on in the world of music right now. I just got locked into thatgrapejuice.net, and I read a story with Kelly Price apparently going at Mariah Carey. Well, the other night, Mariah Carey was on TV singing, and Kelly Price took to Twitter, and she said, and I quote, "I'm years late on this one, but I'm looking at a concert on TV right now of a certain quote-unquote singer and asking myself, what happened to your voice? Sometimes the gimmick goes too far. One day you go to sing and realize it ain't happening. This is making my throat hurt." Well, Mariah's fans on Twitter didn't take too kindly to it, and they dished out some things that we're just not going to say here on the Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is a family show, so all I can say is I think that people need to get their PR person to run their Twitter, because at this point it's getting a little crazy. But if you're just now tuning in, we are locked into Tuesday Morning Takeover, a brand new show on Middleman Radio, bringing you the best in indie R&B and soul. Now, you join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with your host, the one and only Stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton, to hear the best and brightest in rhythm and blues. And speaking of the best and brightest in rhythm and blues, the next artist we got coming up, he has been around for a long time. He's been making a lot of great music. He just dropped a new CD and a new fitness DVD. The CD is called Positopia. I'm talking about the master of the Cupid Shuffle himself, our man Cupid. And he actually brought back out my favorite female MC of all time, Mia X. This is Cupid with Make You Happy, featuring Mia X. This is the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover, Middleman Radio.
Trying to be your one and only. I know they're hating, but
come on,
friends are phoned in. I'm trying to be a one and only. About you creeping and dogging me, but see, can't nobody get in my ear and change how I feel. When you're doing what you say and you're keeping it real, everybody got a past and had drama. Everybody been a victim and a monster, so I ain't tripping on that chicken head gossip. And all you messy men really need to stop it. That's why we step to the left and slide right by them haters. Spin out and say bye to them haters. See, I'ma tell y'all like grown folks, baby, don't watch mine, watch your own folks.
That was Cupid, Make You Happy, featuring my favorite female MC, Mama Mia, Mia X. Man, it's good to hear her back on record, man. I know people try to put an age limit on hip-hop, but, like, she's classic, and I hope to hear some new music from her really, really, really soon. Shout-out to everybody that's calling in on the line, everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter. I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves. It's a brand-new show called Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio. Also, don't forget, we have our Talk of the Town coming this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and also the Middlemen Talk Show, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Please be on time, because I guarantee you will. We will be too. Shout out to my other Middlemen co-hosts, Al, KG, Jen. I hear y'all out there in Cyberland. Thanks for everybody tuning in, and I'm going to give you some more new music, man. I'm loving music right now. I'm loving what independent artists are doing right now. This next artist, she's the definition of independent grind. Now, I know a lot of you who tuned in to Making the Band might be familiar with her from the platinum award-winning group Danity Kane and Diddy's total remake, Dirty Money. But Dawn Richard from New Orleans, Louisiana, she just dropped her independent album, Golden Heart. She's doing very well right now. So this is the first single off of that, which is Frequency. You're listening to Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
The limit, take the time.
All right. Might put a groove to it. Right, y'all feel about that, but I like that record. I love Dawn's voice, man. She got a real, real pure voice. She got that Toni Braxton type joint voice. If you guys are just now tuning in, this is the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio. Now, every Tuesday morning, we're going to be bringing you the best and brightest of rhythm and blues. And for all you independent R&B singers out there, it doesn't matter what type of R&B it is, R&B pop, R&B hip-hop, R&B soul, neo-soul, whatever the case may be. You want to get your records on, go ahead and give us a shout-out. Send us an email. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure that the record is clean. Now, if it's not clean, we can go ahead and clean it up for you. It's going to be a minimal fee for that, but we can help you out with that. Anyway, just make sure that you hit us up. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And you guys, if you're enjoying yourself, make sure you head on over to wearethemiddlemen.com. Hit that donate button. We can always use your lovely contribution. Now, I got some news right here that I touched on a little bit this past weekend on the Middlemen Talk Show. And this past weekend in the UK, oh my gosh, in London, R&B group Jodeci was booed off the stage at London's Wembley Arena after a performance that could only be described, and this is according to soulculture.uk, as a piping hot mess. Now, the group was a part of a bill titled The Show that featured an array of 1990s R&B groups. Blackstreet, Drew Hill, SWV, Damage, Change Your Faces, they were all on the bill. Now, according to soulculture.uk, Jodeci showed up late for their headlining final slot. They sang out a tune and even had Drew Hill perform a track for them at one point. Now, the truth about that is, Drew Hill actually jumped on the stage to save them because they were getting booed so bad it was ridiculous. Original member Devontae Swing was not in attendance, and while Mr. Dalvin jumped off the stage just 30 seconds into the performance, he was unable to climb back up. Might have had to help him. Now, a crowd member started booing after the first song, with the band apparently singing out of sync with each other and begging the crowd to let them continue. Now, there's a video on YouTube with them being booed and them literally begging the crowd. This is Jodeci we're talking about. We're talking about Diary of a Mad Band. We're talking about The Show. We're talking about Phoenix. We're talking about Lately. We're talking about, oh my gosh, there's so many Jodeci hits, and to see them up on stage like that, man, I saw the video and I was almost in tears. It was just like all the greatness that that group did. It's just like they're not, I don't know. What's your opinion on it? If you got an opinion on it, go ahead and give us a call. 718-508-9972. Let us know what you think about Jodeci getting booed off of the stage and having to be saved by Drew Hill. My goodness. Now, coming up in the next hour or so, we got some brand new music from Ashanti, just like I said a little earlier. Yes, she's independent now. I love the record. I love the single cover just a little bit more. I'm just saying. But right now, we got new music by my man, Jonte Austin. It's entitled Good Forever. You are listening to the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middlemen Radio.
So tell me how. Tell me how long till the day that you
forever.
I've been watching you, I've been asking around about the way that you get down, how you roll, who you be with, things that make you smile. Really wanna know you, how can I get closer, my dear? Cause every day I see, girl, I think about you, and I can't go to sleep without dreaming about you. And I don't see nothing wrong with a man telling that he says if she wants him, baby, I'm here for you. Take my hand, it's yours for life. I ain't gonna do you any way but right. If we're together, I'm good forever, 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 forever. by every day. I'm here in every way. Still you keep walking by. So tell me how.
That was Jonte Austin with Good Forever. Now, a lot of people might not be too familiar with him, but Jonte Austin's a singer-songwriter out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's been around for years, man. He actually was originally signed to RCA Records back in the day, and he was replaced by Tyrese. But then he went on to write Tyrese's landmark debut single, Sweet Lady, and lately, and went on to write a plethora of other hits with many artists like Toni Braxton, Mariah Carey, the list goes on and on. He's never really gotten his just due as an artist, but, you know, he's always put out good music, so definitely want to give a big shout-out to him. And he is independent. You gotta love him, man. I'm telling you right now, for you out there who's an artist and you're saying, oh, I want to be signed to a record label, or I want to be this, or I want to be that, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have ownership and don't have control of your own music, you're missing out on something. And I'll let you in on a little secret, too. One of the greatest labels in the history of music, Motown Records, was independent from its inception all the way up to 1988. So all those classic Motown hits from Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, all those were independent. Independent. So that should let you know that's something there. It's something on to it. You should think about it. And you can start off with us. Go ahead and send us your music. We are the middlemen at gmail.com. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go right into our next record. This next record, I love this record. It features one of our longtime listeners and longtime supporters, my man Felt Five. This is DJ Freak Nasty. No, not DJ Freak Nasty. That does the dip. Not that one. That's his mentor, but not that one. This is DJ Freak Nasty representing Montgomery, Alabama, and he's showing us that even the freak nasties of the world can just flat out sing to these ladies. This is DJ Freak Nasty with You, featuring Felt Five. You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool we're around your people and everything. I mean, really, I just want to be with you tonight, you know?
Slash!
Hey baby, how are you doing? You look good tonight, so yeah, you got me choosing. I've been thinking about you and me, and how much fun it would be if we were between the sheets, so let's just leave. You're the perfect combination between sexy and cute, and when I look in your eyes, I get lost in them too. Homie, lover, and friends, I wanna be all of them. So after this song ends, I hope I get another chance. Someone that I wanna know, so far from the typical. I hope that you make your decision, so you and I can get
it all started with a plan. And you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here.
Hey,
be alone with you, with you, with you.
fact that I need to be in your atmosphere. Your stratosphere is like all of the planets aligning. Won't you tell me the timing so that I can come and find it and never be too late? Baby girl, you shining like the purest of the uncut diamonds. I'm thinking we should leave so we can go explore the finest. Feeling that the earth realm can offer outside of heaven's gates. Hoping the pages to your novel, I can be your great escape. Yeah, and baby girl, you know I'm on. Wanna take you to euphoria and do it all night long. Do it all night long. Do it all night long. Till you reach the point of apex, ladies, this is the best.
It always starts with a flame, and you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends, I can't wait for this night to end so I can be alone with you, with you, with you. Be alone with you.
I can feel your touch right now. So clutch, driving me crazy with all you do. Tonight I became a fan of you. There's no place I'd rather be than alone in ecstasy.
Yeah, it always starts with a flame, and you turn me on.
DJ Freak Nasty with you as my microphone falls. That was DJ Freak Nasty with you featuring Felt 5. Like I said, Felt 5 is a longtime caller and contributor to the Middleman Talk Show and Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Man, I love that record, man. I love that record. He's singing. If y'all ever see him in the club, too, it's crazy because he'll sing over the record, and like when he stops, people get mad. They're like, what? Hey, man, why do you stop singing? We like you better than the person that's singing the song. Shout out to DJ Chris Nasty. He does his thing over at Club Boomerang in Montgomery on Friday and Saturday night. Go check him out. Want to give a big shout out real quick to my man George Littlejohn checking in with us all the way from New York. George Littlejohn is the CEO of Perfect Music Group, a label that features artists like Anthony David, Eric Rovers, and Kendrick the Family Soul. Bilal's new album, Algebra, you know, get you out there, man. He's been a big supporter of mine for a long time, and I consider him a real friend. Now, checking back in the news, going over to my friends at singersroom.com, for those of you who enjoy TV1's original series, R&B Divas, you know, the show that featured Faith Evans and Nikki Gilbert, Selena Johnson, Monifa and Kiki Wyatt, they're coming back. They're coming back with a brand new season, and it's set to return in May. Now, to celebrate, TV1 is naming the month of April Destination Divas, and it's going to honor your favorite divas with sitcoms, original specials, classic movies, and reruns of R&B Divas Season 1. Now, the original specials begin on April 13th at 9 p.m. with R&B Divas Pre-Party. It's a recap of Season 1 and a preview of Season 2. On April 20th at 8 p.m., the network will air Diana Ross live in Central Park, legendary concert in 1983 when the Divas pushed through a performance in the torrential downpour, not to disappoint fans. It was raining, and anybody who's ever performed during the rain knows how difficult that is. You can fall, you get electrocuted, all that stuff. So you got to watch that on April 20th. The last special, Top R&B Divas of All Time, will air on April 27th at 9 p.m., and it will highlight the top 10 female vocalists and performers of our time. R&B Divas from both Atlanta and L.A. will commentate during the program. Now, if you don't know about that, R&B Divas was such a success for TV1 that they actually expanded and they're doing a new show, R&B Divas L.A. Now, I know what some of y'all are thinking. Like, man, this is just another Basketball Wives, Football Wives, Love & Hip Hop. I will say this. The one thing I love and admire about R&B Divas is that it's showing black women, successful black women, that they can get along. They may have their spats here and there. It happens. But for the most part, they can get along. They can do business together. Most of all, they can be friends and their career, family, and showing them in a positive light. So I personally support R&B Divas. I support each one, period. But I personally support R&B Divas and everything that they're doing. And the new cast in L.A., if I'm not mistaken, is Kelly Price, Claudette Ortiz from City High, Shante Moore, Lil Mo, a few other people, and R&B Divas Atlanta has added Latasha Scott from Cake and Angie Stone. So it's going to be tough business show. If nothing else, you know you're going to get some real singing on that show. I'm not playing. Some real, just flat foot singing, just chicken grease, all kind of singing. And since we talk about singing, and talk about R&B Divas, let's go ahead and get right into another song. This song is from one of the R&B Divas, Selena Johnson. This was the second single from her album, Chapter 4, Underrated, and it's called Life Form. I love this record. Listen to the lyrical content that's going on this record. I'm telling you, this record is amazing. Shout out to Selena Johnson. Good morning, takeover, Middle Man Radio.
Can't keep holding all this pain I have inside. Your childish insecurities gon' make me lose my mind. I should have called it when I saw the subtle signs.
Now you're just like gone. I don't wanna fight with you no more.
Like I said, we got new music from Joe, new music from Ashanti. Right now, we're going to play another brand new artist by the name of John Michael. He's been tearing up the UAC charts with his song Sophisticated Lady, and now he's back with a remix of Sophisticated Lady featuring critically acclaimed legendary hip-hop artist Khalid Kweli. How's that for coming out strong? You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middlemen Radio.
Hey, I like this right here. You know what made me think of?
Excuse me.
I name my Scooby-Doo. Can't smoke a blunt to this. Play a role of a white boy to this. Hey, hey, yo, you're so sophisticated. The way you move so cold like you refrigerated. Your body so banging, that producer's wish they made it. It takes two, so I'm glad that you participated. You more delicious than the food that's on the kitchen table. This the upper echelon shit, Celine bag with a mean swag at the concert. For the after party, we hitting Patti LaVon shit. Celebrity snack time, let me order some poppers. Welcome to the cockpit, yeah, you the right chick. We locked in the hotel like Denzel in the flight flick. Rocking the bells like LL when he licking lips. Ridiculous the way you twist your hips, sweet as licorice. You stay gutted, but swamped in the shade butter. Sex so bomb, you're making me take cover. Maybe it was the ugly duckling the others made fun of. You're so sophisticated, they mad cause you were bummed.
There is a small sense of sin up in your eyes, in your hair. Relax to your shoulders, let me float up to you, darling.
John Michael with Sophisticated Lady remix featuring Khalid Kweli. type Grown Sexy Records. He's a brand new artist out of the DMV, DC area. Getting a lot of steam right now. I just put out an EP recently. It's doing very well. Self-titled, John Michael. You can pick it up on iTunes. And I just got to say something real quick, man. There's a lot of people out there that when I first started toying with the idea of doing an all R&B formatted show, man, a lot of people, you know, were like, man, you know, I don't know. You might have to throw some hip-hop in there, man. People don't want to listen to just all R&B. Or if they want to listen to R&B, it's got to have some old school in it. Oh, man, there's some good R&B records out there. They just need to get a chance to be heard. There's a lot of great R&B records out there. So I really got to give a shout-out to my co-host, KG, Al, and Jen, who really supported the idea for this show and, you know, us putting everything into fruition. And I want you to pay attention to what's going on with the Middlemen radio show. Because what you're going to start seeing is you're going to start seeing shows every day of the week. You know, right now you can catch us on Thursday night, the Talk of the Town at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, on Sundays at 6 p.m., 5 p.m. Central. But you're going to be able to catch us on Monday, Tuesday Morning Takeover, on Wednesday, on Friday. We're going to keep giving you the Middlemen like we've been doing for the last 4.5 years, and we're not going to stop until you stop listening. But for right now, we're going to hit you with some more of this good R&B. Right now, coming up next, I have my girl out of Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Desiree Dawn. She's a real, I love her vibe. She's different. It's not your traditional R&B. It's more of a progressive, almost trip-hop kind of acid type of feel. She's great, but she writes, produces her own material, and she's got a new single out called Over It. We'll take a listen to that right now. It's a Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middlemen Radio.
I'm over.
kind of had it for a second. But anyway, that was Desiree Dawn with Over It, new single from the upcoming project she has coming out. Yeah, like I said, man, she's got a real, it's weird almost, but I like it. It's different. It's not the norm. That's what I love about R&B, man. I don't know if people realize that. Rhythm and Blues has been the soundtrack for America for so many years. And it comes in all sizes, all shapes, all forms. The artists are so diverse. They're different races, different parts of the world. But that rhythm and blues, man, something about it. I say it all the time. R&B is the only type of music that can make you laugh. It can make you cry. It can make you get divorced and have sex all in the same hour. It's the only music that can do that. Like, I can't think of any other genre that you can do that in. And speaking of music coming in all shapes and colors and everything, the highly anticipated comeback album of Justin Timberlake is proven to be well worth the wait. Now, the pop star's new album, The 2020 Experience, received early projections of about 500,000 copies. And now, last week, the report came in, pointing to sales from approaching 900,000 copies and possibly reaching 1 million by next week. Well, actually, by this week. We'll have a projection tomorrow. So on Thursday, on Talk of the Town, tune in at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, we'll give you the exact number of what Justin Timberlake did for the 2020 Experience. Now, according to Billboard, Timberlake's first album in over 6 years is on track to sell between 850,000 and 900,000 copies in its opening week. There's already talk that the 2020 could top 900K if it performs strongly over the weekend. Justin's Legend of the Tour summer tour mate Jay-Z was already popping champagne. Jay-Z said, JT, 1 million, getting my suit and tie ready for the celebration. And who told Jay-Z to start tweeting? Like, I know he had the Twitter and everything set up. He and Beyonce, don't y'all have something else to do besides be on Twitter? I'm just, well, no, let me stop. I don't want Beyonce to tell me to bow down. We're not going to be playing that record on the show, by the way. But I'm just saying. the blockbuster sales will easily give him the best-selling album of the year so far and the best-ever sales of his solo career, first week anyway. His previous album, 2006's Future Sex Love Sounds, entered number one with 684,000. So shout-out to Justin Timberlake. And what I really appreciate about him is he went back to his roots and what he came through with, which was an R&B album that people could really get a hold of. I love Suit and Tie. That's my joint. I put on my suit and tie and just be at the house. No apparent reason whatsoever. And if you guys got any opinions on that, go ahead and give us a call to 718-508-9972. I want to hear what you think about Justin Timberlake's new album if you got it already. All right. Now, coming up, we got this brand new record by Joe. I told you, top of the hour, we're going to be playing some brand new music by Joe. He's back. He's grown and sexy. This song, I'd Rather Be Alone, was actually written by someone we played a little bit earlier by the name of Alvin Garrett, singer-songwriter based out of Birmingham, Alabama, Grammy-nominated, Dove Award-winning, and now he's putting his pen to the test with Joe. This is Joe, I'd Rather Be Alone. I'm Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself alone, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage in a one-night stand would be enough.
Oh, but one day I
met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
It caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone. But I found myself for love.
It's gonna take a minute for me to fall. But I never have a love and nothing at all.
I'm ready for a love of my own, yeah, yeah.
Can't hang this forever.
Even though I want to, I just see us together.
Just a face, I make you want to have a taste. Or just a smile, I drive you crazy for a while. Then I told you there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you. Baby, no, 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 no. And giving yourself to me could never be wrong. If the love is true, oh, baby, oh. So let's do it in the moment. Sweet breathe in the summertime. Feeling your sweet thing, all made up and everything. We're loving in the midnight. Come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel
that. Yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Yeah, everybody wanna
feel that. Yeah, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna
feel that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving. Yeah. Of course, a waistline reminds me of the space in line. And if you went back in time, she'd still be fine.
Even if this was 1959,
oh, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, and giving
morning. Sweet breeze in the summertime. Feeling your sweet face. All made up and next to time. Good loving in the midnight. Good sleep come morning light. Ain't worried about nothing. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel
safe. Yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel G-double-O-O-L-O-D.
Yeah, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel that G-double-O-O-L-O-D.
Yeah.
I had to play that DJ record again. I just got to say, I love DJ the Chicago Kid. He's a dope artist. He's working with Jill Scott on her new album. I played it top of the hour, but, you know, I had to play it again. I love that record. Big shout out to Roly tuning in. Thank you for telling me that I sound good on the radio. I appreciate that, Roly. Also, big shout out to my man, KG. He's doing his thing over there as well. This is who they want to take over, y'all, and we're just trying to bring you that quality R&B music. A lot of people say, oh, you can't make a show with all R&B music. No, man, music is music, and people appreciate quality, and we're going to keep giving you quality. And right now, we got some Al Green-type quality. Now, I know a lot of people might look at me crazy when I say Al Green-type quality, but after you hear this new record by Reuben Studdard, I want you to tell me that you don't hear that Al Green in him. This is Reuben Studdard. Which Can't Nobody Love You. And guess what, y'all? It's free. This is a free song. I'll tell you where you can get it right after this song.
You can look around the world now.
sound like he having fun on that record. I don't know about y'all. He sound like he having some real fun on that record. That is Can't Nobody Love You by Ruben Studdard. And guess what, y'all? It's free. This is part of a free EP that Ruben put out late last year called Ruben Christopher Studdard. You can catch it if you go over to ReverbNation.com/ Ruben Studdard. He's got four brand new songs. He's just in there. He was in the studio, in the zone. He did his thing, man. I really like the EP. He's got a song on there called God's Gift. Or, I'm sorry, Gift from God. And actually, the video is on YouTube as well. So shout out to Ruben, man. He's still been doing his thing. He's back on his grind. He's working harder than ever. So we really appreciate what he's got going on and what he brings to R&B. If you guys are just tuning in, this is the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Now, the Tuesday Morning Takeover is a brand new show on Middleman Radio bringing you the best in indie, R&B, and soul. You join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton, to hear the best and brightest in rhythm and blues. Now, speaking of rhythm and blues, and I know a lot of people look at him more like an actor now, but one of my favorite artists out there, Tyrese Gibson, you might know him. You know, he's best-selling author of Manology and How to Get Out of Your Own Way. He's been in movies like Baby Boy, The Fast and Furious. He's actually doing a musical of Black Nativity, come to find out. And he's producing and starring in the Teddy Pendergrass biopic. Right now, he's about to put out a documentary, let you know a little bit more about himself after all these years, and it's called A Black Rose That Grew Through Concrete. He's going to put the full documentary on his website, Tyrese Online, on March 31st. And he got the trailer out actually right now. So if you go to TyreseOnline.com, you can check out the trailer for it. He always had that head and that chin, I tell you that much. He got a picture of him as a kid. He got the mighty. I know I got a big head, but man, he got a lot of it. Anyway, I'm not going to keep on that. Moving along, man, that's a big head. I want to keep the party going. I want to keep that up-tempo going. One of my favorite artists, Mr. Noel Gordine. If you guys have heard my single, Let's Chill, I can tell you originally that was written for Noel Gordine. I had to tell him about it. He was mad, too. He was like, yeah, you should have gave me that one. But he's got a lot of great records on his own, one of which is called Foxy. It's a real funky record. You know, he's taking it back. He wants that live instrumentation back in music, and he's doing his thing. So this is Noel Gordine with Foxy. You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
When I got a call from this woman I met, and her name's Naomi. Noel, I'm lonely, so come scoop me. I said, surely, good golly, sweet lady, she's all lady and so sexy. Oh Lord, she consumes me and got me contemplating what I'm gonna do or say. Yeah, I got a queen if you know what I mean. Cause she's a star that's yet to be seen, and I know that she could be the one for me. Baby,
I got you,
you
got me.
Mm-hmm.
I see,
yeah.
I move you, and you move me.
Cause you move me, baby.
Could be the one for me. Baby, I got you,
and
you got me.
that was my man Noel Gordine with Foxy. I love that record, man. He's taking it back, man. I don't know if you noticed, if you're paying attention, there's a big surge of real music making its way back. And I'm not taking anything away from the artists that are out there right now doing their thing. You know, I know everybody has to have their generation of stars, but there's been a lot missing from R&B over the last few years, and a lot of these artists, they're taking it back. They're taking it back. And a lot of them are switching genres, too. I don't know if you know that, but R&B and gospel, they're so closely connected, man. You got a lot that kind of go back and forth. I'm actually, if you head over to singersroom.com, there's a list of the top 10 artists that, you know, have done R&B and gospel throughout their career. People like Dave Hollister, Kelly Price, Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child, Al Green, probably one of the more famous to do so. Even Ruben Studdard, you know, just played him a little bit. He had a gold gospel record. You know, so it's very closely related. And as a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about that, today, the new album by UT, United Tenors, is out. It's a gospel album. It's Fred Hammond, Dave Hollister, Brian Courtney Wilson, and one of my favorite artists, Mr. Eric Roberson. And, you know, this is basically four brothers that anybody who was a fan of Commission, I think you will really, really love this record. Really, really love this record. So that new UT record is in stores right now. It's called United Tenors. And go check it out. But speaking of R&B and gospel and the singers kind of going back and forth, Angel Taylor, formerly of the group Trinity 5-7, she's launched a solo career. In the last few years, Trinity 5-7 has gone from being a trio, including Chanel Haynes, Angel Taylor, and Adrian Anderson, to the duo of Chanel Haynes and Angel Taylor, then ultimately disbanding. After performing in the group for more than 10 years, Angel Taylor is moving forward as a solo artist. Since the group split, she's parted ways with Matthew Knowles and his label Music World Entertainment. And she and her childhood friend, Chanel, remain close friends while supporting each other's career. The first project that Angel is going to release is going to be entitled Love Angel. It's an EP, and she's quoted as saying, "I've been locked up in the studio every day, and great things are happening." The first record that's going to be dropped is Weak. No date has been set for the release, but early listings of the record say it's pretty good. And it's still inspirational. It's not all the way traditional gospel, but it's inspirational. And I'm not being funny. Those of us who grew up in the black church and grew up in the black community, we know, hey, you might go straight from the club to church. You might be in church in your club outfit. Some of y'all might put your Eat suit on and go to the club so you don't have to change into it early in the morning this coming Sunday. Please don't do that. And for those of you who have not been to church in so long, you try to pay the cover charge to get in, I just please go. Come as you are. Don't have Eat to be the only time you go to church. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music. I've been saying for the last hour and a half that we're going to debut this new Ashanti record, and we're going to do that coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to play a record by an artist that I admire. I admire her for her grind. I admire her for everything that she does. She's taken the reality show route, and she's really turned that into a viable career for herself. That's Olivia. Now, originally this song, Where Do I Go, was recorded by her castmate, Erica Mena, but thankfully we got something with a real singer on it. So this is Olivia, Where Do I Go, on the Tuesday Morning Takeover, Middleman Radio.
Yeah.
That was Olivia with Where Do I Go? Now, I have to admit, I don't really watch the new season of Love and Hip Hop. I try not to watch Love and Hip Hop. I know I really shouldn't say that, but I try not to watch it. It's just a little too ratchet for me. But I do try to support Olivia. I understand. For those of you who don't know, I'm an independent artist myself. I get it. I get it. It's difficult. So all the avenues that you can get to, you're going to try to get to. All right. Big shout out to everybody that's on the phone line right now. Shout out to everybody tweeting and inboxing me on Facebook. Once again, independent artists out there, if you want your music heard, go ahead and give us a holler. We are the middlemen at gmail.com. We are the middlemen at gmail.com. Send us the clean versions of your record, R&B artists, and some of our hip-hop artists, because we have some formats for hip-hop artists as well. Make sure whatever you send, that you're sending clean versions. Next week on Tuesday Morning Takeover, we will be debuting some brand new records. Some from some artists you know, some from some artists you don't know. And hey, we might even have one calling in to holler at us for a second. In the meantime, in between time, if you guys have not checked out Unsung on TV One, I want to recommend that show. I love that show. They just had their season finale with Johnny Gill. And I got to say this, man. A lot of people don't give them the recognition that they deserve. A lot do. But New Edition was hands down one of the greatest groups. And I'm talking about of all time. I'm talking about, I put them up there with Temptations. I put them up there with the EWF. I put them up there with this. They were phenomenal. And I was listening just a little bit early before the show started. I might have to do like a flashback during the day next week. Because that Any Heartbreak album, oh my God, definitely one of the greatest of all time. Definitely one of the greatest of all time. Anyway, speaking of doing a flashback, we have something here called the Rewind of the Day. Now, if you heard a song on Tuesday Morning Takeover that you want to hear again, I want you to tweet me at Nick Eaton. And while you're tweeting me, you can follow me too. Facebook me and Nick Eaton at my fan page or my personal page, whichever one, it doesn't matter. You'll see me. You'll see my big bald head going around there. But yeah, let me know what song you like the most. Inbox me. And at the end of the show, the one with the most votes is going to get played again. That's right. I'm telling you, we want people to realize that these records that we're playing is a good quality R&B record. Now we're going to go ahead and get into another good quality R&B record by a good friend of mine by the name of Falaquita. Yeah, I said that right, Falaquita. And it's called All the Way. This is the real groovy, just kind of ambient almost record. But I love this record. This was my favorite record from her album, The Resurrection, that came out about a year and a half ago. So this is Falaquita with All the Way on a Tuesday Morning Takeover on the Mint Radio. Ooh. And that was Salakita with All the Way. Love that song. I love you, Salakita. Shout out to you. And shout out to my inbox. You know what? I've realized something. Anytime I'm on one of the middlemen shows and I ask you guys to tweet me or Facebook me, you always Facebook me. I mean, you guys never tweet. I don't get that. What's wrong? Do you not like my Twitter? It's not like it's difficult to find. Twitter.com/@Nick Eaton. I don't get it. But my Facebook inbox is blowing up, and right now, I honestly have a tie for the rewind of the day. I'm going to have to allot some time to play both of them. The way it's going, it's going to be down to the wire. It's between, right now, it looks like John Michael with Sophisticated Lady featuring Talib Kweli. And surprisingly enough, Ruben Sutter, Can't Nobody Love You. Hey, but you know what? I see a couple of votes in here for Cupid, Make You Happy, featuring Mia X. Let's keep it going, guys. If you want to hear your favorite song from today's mix and the rewind of the day, then, you know, let me know. Let me know. We got a two-way tie with, we got two in the possible right now. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play that new Ashanti record. I've been talking about it for the last hour and a half. It's brand new. She's independent. Her own label, Written Entertainment, in partnership with E1 Music. And it's Never Can Have. Check it out. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. This is Ashanti, Never Can Have.
You never should have loved me.
brand new record, brand new, by Ashanti, Never Can Have. Is it just me, or did she like take some vocal lessons from the last few times we heard her? Just saying. I'm not trying to throw any shade. Not at all. All I'm saying is the vocals, they you know, she just dusted it off a notch. Wow. Can't believe it, y'all. We're at the end of the show almost. 2 hours have gone by pretty fast, and listen to a lot of good R&B out there, and I want you guys to keep it coming by sending us your best music, clean version, to wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. I want to take a second to say rest in peace to Deke Richards, who was a legendary songwriter for Motown Records. He passed away in Washington at the age of 68 after a long battle with cancer. He helped to pretty much shape the sound of the Jackson 5 by writing on hits like I Want You Back, ABC, and The Love You Saved. He was that part of the second generation of Motown hitmakers that carried the label into the 70s. So, you know, rest in peace to him. Condolences go out to his family. It's also a good day for celebration as well. Yesterday was the 30-year anniversary of Motown 25. Now, if you don't remember Motown 25 for anything else, that's when Michael Jackson did Billie Jean on stage and debuted the moonwalk. So, happy anniversary, Motown. Happy anniversary, moonwalk. And also, 10 years ago, we celebrated the release of my favorite husband and wife duo, Kindred of the Family Soul, their critically acclaimed debut album, Surrender to Love, which featured the hit single, one of my top three records of all time, Far Away. Y'all remember that record? Far away from here, far away from here, far away from here. Just jump in a taxi, pack a bag, and get away fast. Yeah, yeah. I love that song. I love that song. I love that album. It also included songs like Star. And it's just, they actually released a 10-year anniversary live album that's on iTunes right now. Check it out, Kindred of the Family Soul. And I definitely want to give a shout out to them. We appreciate them for their contribution to music. And it's now time to reveal our rewind of the day with an astonishing 70% lead at this point, because you all decided to Facebook me again. It is John Michael featuring Talib Kweli with Sophisticated Lady. That is our rewind of the day. You can catch that record on iTunes along with his self-titled debut EP. So right now, our flashback rewind of the day is John Michael's Sophisticated Lady remix featuring Talib Kweli. This is the Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
Hey, I like this right here. You know what made me think of?
Excuse me.
I name my Scooby-Doo. Can't smoke a blunt to this. Play a role of a white boy to this. Hey, hey. Yo, you're so sophisticated. The way you move so cold like you refrigerated. Your body so banging, that producer's wish they made it. It takes two, so I'm glad that you participated. You more delicious than the food that's on the kitchen table. This the upper echelon shit. Celine bag with a mean swag at the concert. For the after party, we hitting Patti LaVon shit. Celebrity snack time, let me order some poppers. Welcome to the cockpit. Yeah, you the right chick. We locked in the hotel like Denzel in the flight flick. Rocking the bells like LL when he licking lips. Ridiculous the way you twist your hips, sweet as licorice. You stay gutted but sourced in the shade butter. Sex so bomb, you're making me take cover. Maybe once the ugly duckling, the others made fun of. You're so sophisticated, they mad cause you were bummed.
I see there is a small sense of sin up in your eyes and your hair. Relax to your shoulders, let me float up to you, darling. Don't you rush at all. I enjoy
Yeah. It's about that time, guys. I appreciate everybody that tuned in today. I appreciate everybody that's been tuning in for the last 4.5 years. This week, don't forget, Thursday night, Talk to Town with Nick Eaton. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. This coming Sunday, The Middleman Talk Show. 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. I love all you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to the artists who sent in their records. Thank you to all of my co-hosts at the Middleman Talk Show. We will see you next Tuesday on the Tuesday Morning Takeover right here. This is the part as we like to call it, the At Work Network. So enjoy the rest of your day. Shout out to all the warriors in the Cubicle Nation. And I holla.